T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. Uninterrupted for nearly 1 hour. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Eagles and Jags tonight.
Yeah.
We will. There'll be a portion of the 5 o'clock hour where Ike will zero in on the player that he's player or players he's focusing on tonight.
You get no D-Jack tonight either?
I don't think you're getting anybody tonight, man.
Now, Cody Kessler couldn't get the ball to D-Jack, so ain't no sense of even playing him.
Well, you're going to see the running backs, I guess, again tonight, as you should. Mm-hmm. You'll see some of the starting defense, but the guys that we don't expect to see, we're not going to see.
Young guys will be out there. Sidney and Rasul and those guys will be out there tonight.
There was enough for me in the first half last week to where it was worth the watch. You know what I mean? You got enough on defense. You had enough on offense. It was nice to see Arthega Whiteside out there. He looked like a real player. Mm-hmm. Goddard was out there running around making plays. So I got enough last
week.
Now
we won't even see him this week, right? They shut him down, didn't they?
And they shouldn't. Man. Where do I draft him in fantasy league? Is he how draftable is he, like, in the top 10 rounds? No?
Nah.
I mean, is he draftable?
See, I'm trying to steal him in like the 14th or 15th round and then just use him as a keeper next year. If I could draft him late, nobody's thinking about him.
Well, and also in case, God forbid, something happens to Ertz, you have a Pro Bowl caliber guy that's the starter.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about even sharing touches with.
Yep.
Well, it'll be interesting tonight. Obviously, so the Phillies game against the Cubs, that will be on our sister station, 12:10 a.m. Mm-hmm, we will carry the Eagles game. The pregame show starts with us at 6.
And that game will be, am I allowed to say that game will probably be more exciting than the Eagles game? Am I allowed to say it? I don't want to encourage people not to listen to the Eagles on this station, but one's a preseason game and the other is a legitimate game.
Frankly, Ike?
That damn it, Charlie's got everybody hitting. It's hitting season.
Frankly?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about watching the Phillies tonight.
Really?
I haven't even thought about it. I'll flip back and forth.
Right.
And I'm not talking about second half. First quarter?
Right.
Most of the first half, I want to see what Boobie Miles looks like. I want to see what Arthega Whiteside looks like. I want to see what Cody Kessler looks like.
And we get football once a week.
Yes.
So people are going to be locked in on seeing the Eagles.
I'll be flipping.
Yeah.
And if the Phillies are having a good game, I may stay over there a little bit longer tonight.
See, I'm on remote tonight, so I can't even flick the channels.
Yes. No, you can't.
No, I got to go over to the pregame show.
Pregame show, which is what's the name of the spot? We have to look at that right now because and Ike will be you'll be over there kissing babies.
Yeah,
and,
man, signing autographs, kissing babies, hugging people.
All right, hugging people. Will you be hugging Wade from Chester, who joins us right now? Wade,
what's up? What's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Wade?
And all of the fraud fans out there that hate on Nick Foles.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Oh,
I'm mad I can't curse on this air. Let me tell you
something. You cannot.
Not a podcast, I mean, no.
let me tell y'all something, right? If it wasn't for Nick Foles, there would be no Super Bowl in Philadelphia. Okay? That's all I got to say about that part. Mm-hmm. And if everybody keeps saying that Carson Wentz was the driving force for them getting to, can anybody honestly sit here after seeing Nick Foles play and knowing what he's capable of doing, he wouldn't have been able to beat them 11 games that Carson Wentz won? You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure.
Carson Wentz didn't beat the good teams. Mm-hmm. He beat the bad teams that year. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles came in and beat the better teams. He beat New England, who Carson Wentz couldn't beat. Okay? He beat man, come on, man.
He didn't play New England. Carson Wentz didn't play New England.
I know that.
Carson Wentz beat the L.A. Rams.
No, Carson Wentz actually didn't beat the L.A. Rams. Nick Foles finished that game for him.
Yeah.
So he didn't beat the L.A. Rams.
Well, when he left, he had the lead, didn't he?
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Ike.
He didn't?
No. They did have the lead when he left.
He hadn't thrown for 4 touchdowns in that game?
They lost the league, though, Ike.
He hadn't thrown for 4 touchdowns in that game?
Yeah, and he also threw two interceptions in that game.
No, wait. The only reason why I brought that up is because when you say he can't win a big game, What you're really trying to say is he doesn't perform well in a big game. Because a win and a loss is really a team thing. So I brought up the four touchdowns to say in that big game against the Rams, he performed well.
That's
why I brought it up.
Redskins, get it straight. I'm not saying Carson Wentz is a bum. I'm just saying we have to pipe it down and let this man become great. Let him become great.
Why do we have to pipe it down? Why?
Because we've given him something when he hasn't earned it. He hasn't even played in the playoff game, and he's already making $128 million. We have actually broke the World Guinness Book of Records. We're the dumbest damn organization in the history of sports to give a player $128 million when he hasn't even played in a playoff game, let alone win one.
Huh.
That's why. I mean, we horrible, man.
So you don't think they should have gave Carson Wentz an extension? You think the extension was a mistake, Wade?
Here's what I think. I think we had time to give him that extension.
It's going to cost more. It's going to cost more.
Now, listen. Let me ask you this question. You know sports and you know contract. Mm-hmm. If Carson Wentz if Carson Wentz is performing at a high level, and then these other quarterbacks next year and 2 years from now get more money to him, you don't think Carson Wentz's agent going to hold him out for more money?
Nope.
You don't think they're going to back that truck up again?
Nope.
Okay.
Carson Wentz is a team player.
Who was the last quarterback to do that is what I'll leave you with.
Carson Wentz is a team player. And when your franchise has full confidence in you, guess what? They come to you before you go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Eagles will do. Carson Wentz continues to play at a high level, stays healthy. I would imagine that contract gets redone in three years.
He'll get a brand new one.
I would imagine it gets redone in three years.
Training camp going into, offseason going into this, probably the second to last year of his contract is when you redo
it. Just redo the deal.
You get new
extended. You add more money.
Yeah. You get new money. It helps with the cap number.
And it puts him back enough to put him back in the top five. Right. See, the one thing about Carson, I don't think he's ever going to be concerned with or consumed with being the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Right.
Fair compensation. These guys, quarterbacks, are the one position, as long as you perform well, you're going to get all your money.
Oh, even if you don't, you're going to get money.
Yeah, you're going to get all your money. So it behooves Carson and a guy like Dak. But I get what Dak is saying. Dak wasn't a first-round draft pick. He was a fourth-round draft pick. He doesn't have the money that Carson has put in the bank already.
Which is a decent amount of money.
Number two overall pick compared to a fourth-round pick.
Yep.
So I get why Dak wants what he wants. But Dak also needs to understand, if the team is strong around you, you're going to get another deal.
Yeah, he'll get another one.
He'll get another deal.
I agree with you.
He'll get another deal.
Listen, if he's looking for, if Dak Prescott's looking for in the $40 million, which
we don't believe he's asking for that, it's totally
bogus. But if he'd be smart to take a $31, $32 million a year contract.
And move on.
And bank it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you keep making the playoffs, if the Cowboys ain't going to pay you, believe me, someone else
will.
Yes,
sir. Quarterbacks always get paid. If you're good enough, you're going
to
get paid.
If he was a free agent now, there'd be teams lining up. There'd be a few teams lining up. If Kirk Cousins is making $28 million a year guaranteed for long-term contract.
Dude, Sam Bradford's knees is falling off every time he steps on the field. And when his contract is up, some stupid team is giving him a contract. Didn't Arizona give him a $20 million contract?
They did.
After Minnesota?
Then they cut him. They told him to go away.
After they gave him the guaranteed money, though, right?
Yes.
So quarterbacks always get paid.
Let's go to Basir in South Philadelphia. Basir, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Basir?
Doing good. John, I feel you on this Nick Foles love because I have the same exact love.
Oh.
But I just don't really care if he's not that successful with the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, as you know, like, there's only one type of success in the NFL, and that's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So if Nick Foles needs to be successful, he's winning a Super Bowl with the Jags. That means the Eagles are not winning a Super Bowl.
And you know that's the last thing we need around here.
Exactly. So it's like, I'm not going to be hurt if Nick Foles is not successful. I wish nothing but the best for him. But I'm not gonna lose sleep if he first round exit out of the playoffs.
I mean, listen, if he was to make the playoffs with the Jags, based on what that franchise has been, and I know that they were in the AFC Championship game and they have a lead at halftime.
Been a long time since they had a quarterback.
Yeah, but they haven't had a successful run really since Mark Brunell was there, right, where you could count on it.
Exactly.
To me, first year making the playoffs would be a good year for Nick Foles.
Hell yeah!
I'm not talking about the. I'm not saying I'm rooting for Nick Foles to win the Super Bowl.
I feel like the way you hold Nick Foles to a standard, a first round playoffs is not enough. The way you talk about him.
No, here's what I'm saying, right, Basir? You're making this way too complicated, right? Nick Foles is down in Jacksonville. He's the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I am rooting for Nick Foles and the Jaguars this year. They're my second team. I'm actively rooting for Nick Foles to do well down there. That's it. All these other scenarios that you're talking about, I'm not thinking about those other scenarios. I'm rooting for them to win. I'm rooting for him to do well down there. Is that really that ridiculous?
No, not at all. Okay. No, I mean, it's not, because we all love Nick Foles. We cannot not love Nick Foles.
Well, you did say if the Jags and the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, you'd root for the Jags.
Well, you know that's not true, Ike.
I mean, but did he say that?
The sound. You can play it, sure, but you know it's not true. No, and by the way,
I don't know what you get hot. I don't know what's going on in your head over there, man.
Not everybody is rooting for Nick Foles. Check the Marks and Reese text line. Mm-hmm. Check the phone lines right now. Mm-hmm. People really, not everybody is. I don't know if it's a level of Wentz protectionism or just guys like Mad Mike that are mean.
No, I think, and I said this a couple months ago, and I had people jump on me on Twitter because I said it, but I was getting the feeling that this is where it was going. I was getting that sense from the fan base that they understand, we understand what Nick did here as an Eagle and how special it was. But ultimately, this fan base, they're Eagle fans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a small portion of the fan base that really even wants to put forth an effort to root for someone outside of the Eagles for whatever reason it is. That's why it's easier to hate Andy Reid in Kansas City or not root for him. It takes effort to root for Andy Reid in Kansas City when you typically pour everything into your team. So most Eagle fans don't want to split their loyalties and don't want to split their rooting interests. They want to be all in on the Eagles. So when I said this a couple months ago that people were really looking forward to moving past Nick Foles and being all in on Carson and the Eagles, because that's what true Eagle fans are. They don't want to have another team. They don't want to have another team.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are rational Eagle fans. They can compartmentalize
like me.
Their rooting interests and can root for someone else that they love. Can root for B-Dawg when he's out in Denver.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the B-Dawg thing is a little different. Because people were mad at the organization for letting B-Dawg go.
But Brian, even though Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, Brian's an all-time player in this organization.
Yeah. Yes. And plus, people didn't want him to go.
They did him wrong.
Yeah, so this is a little different. It split the fan base to a degree, and I think people want to get back to being a unified front with this Eagles team. That's why we have a civil war going on.
Okay.
Hey, check Jags Twitter. Check Twitter, man.
I'm rooting Jags. Don't even start. Don't even start this.
Did you hear? Hold on. I need to hear that again, clean. Let me hear emotion.
Yeah. Jags against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I'm rooting Jags. Don't even start. Don't even start this.
No, I don't need anything else. All I need is clean that up for me.
Right, just cut it at
the
end right there.
All I need is cut at the end where he says I'm rooting Jags. Yeah. That's all I need.
Right, I gave you what you want. A ridiculous answer to a ridiculous question.
Oh, it slipped out.
Yeah,
you didn't want us to know that.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, you want to design something custom for that special someone, Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Anitra in Collegeville. Anitra, how are you?
I'm very good, but man, there is absolutely no way any Eagles fan should root for Nick Foles this year or next year.
Why is that?
Do you know how many people will make fun of us? That, you guys see? We told you. You picked the wrong quarterback. I mean, come on.
Yeah, including him, Anitra. Including John.
Right, but Nitro, so you expect the Eagles to struggle? You expect Carson Wentz to struggle?
That's not the point.
No, but that is but hang on a second. That is the point, because if you're saying that, if Carson Wentz succeeds and the Eagles are great, no one's saying you picked the wrong quarterback, right? The only way they say you picked the wrong quarterback is if Foles has success and the Eagles don't.
No. If both of them have success and Nick Foles wins another Super Bowl before Carson Wentz, they're going to say we picked the wrong quarterback. That's just how it is.
You're connecting a lot of dots that I didn't connect.
And I'm jumping off. If that happens, I'm jumping off that Ben Franklin bridge.
I'm trying to tell you, we can't listen to the radio for like a week.
Oh, man.
Can't look at any TV or anything.
Try a year.
Listen, the only quarterback that I know of in the history of the NFL to win a Super Bowl with two teams is Peyton Manning. And if
about?
Nick Foles.
Well, if Nick Foles does that, he's headed straight to Canton, Ohio then.
That's what I'm saying.
Anitra, he's going
straight to the Hall of Fame then.
Anitra, you sound scared. You sound scared Nick Foles is going to win.
Well, he's a great quarterback. If Carson wins, he's a great quarterback. And I totally despise the fact that people claim he's injury prone. That's crazy to me.
Totally nuts. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But if he does go down, awesome. We're going to have Cody Kessler or Nate Sudfeld.
You see what I'm saying?
And Nick Foles is like 10-1, 8-3. Oh, what do you think people are going to say?
I'm telling you, it's going to be an early Christmas vacation for me if that happens.
We can root for Nick Foles in the last year of his contract, like year four.
But
you
not
know,
yet.
Years, not yet. Well, Carson has to win first before he wins his next one.
Then I'll say we
pick the better quarterback.
You're the call of the day. It didn't get you anything, but that was a great call. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. There's no fear that Nick Foles. I'll leave it like this. Do I believe that Nick Foles is going to have more success over the next 3 years than Carson Wentz and the Eagles? I don't. I think the Eagles and Carson Wentz are going to have supreme success over what Nick Foles does down there in Jacksonville. I do.
We got the better organization. We better have more success.
They have better talent. I know the defense is better down there. This is an offensive
better talent.
League. Yes.
Better running backs, better wide receivers, better quarterback, better tight end.
Do I think
the better defensive player? I take Fletcher Cox over Jalen Ramsey.
Do I think that the Jags could make a little bit of a run down there in Jacksonville? Yeah, I do. Do I think the Eagles are going to make a run up here in Philadelphia? I do. Yes, I do.
Listen, let me tell you. Nicky Sixx has his work cut out for him.
He does.
It's two teams in that division. They won't be easy to overcome. Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson? Yeah, that won't be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that won't be easy.
you know Luck, though.
Yeah, I do.
It's interesting because that's when you've been touting the Colts. Was your at least your beginning of training camp Super Bowl prediction?
Those damn calf issues started coming up.
We don't even know what it is
right
now. I mean, he may not play Week One the way that people are talking these days.
He hasn't practiced in training camp.
Now, good backup. Jacoby Brissett's pretty good backup, but still. He's not Nick Foles' backup.
He's not.
He's not Cody Kessler.
No, hell no. I take Jacoby Brissett right now over Cody Kessler. Right now.
Let's go to Shante in Northeast Philly. Shante?
Hi, guys.
Shante.
I'm glad you're a female because I like a Shante.
Woo!
Yes. Hi, Marks and Reese.
Hi.
Hey, okay, Shante.
So I'm talking about, first of all, Eagles first. All day, we're going to get that out the way.
Mm-hmm,
but, Marks, I am on your side.
Oh, gosh.
I know that this is not the majority, but my husband was always liked Foles. Mm-hmm. Way when we drafted him. He was one of the few that was mad when we traded him away.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, and I do know that, the talent is different. The talent is a little higher in regards to Wentz. But a lot of people say, Foles wouldn't have had the Super Bowl if it wasn't for Wentz. But, that goes both ways because there's no guarantee that Wentz would have won those two games in the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Don't say that out loud, Shante.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of people that don't want to hear that.
I absolutely believe, Shante, it was guaranteed Carson Wentz would have won that Super Bowl that year.
All right, well, do you think some reason, maybe we, how do you know we would have got past that defense the week before? There's no, I know that he.
You talking about that game against Atlanta?
No, I'm talking about Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
I think they win that game.
If Wentz is in there, I mean, we blow through the playoffs. It's not a 15-12 game against the Atlanta Falcons. Wentz is putting up 30 points. That's what the Wentz wagon does.
I understand that.
When he's healthy.
But again, we can't, there's no guarantee. One play could, you know, turn things around. Because, you know, what was it, the defensive play that kind of got it rolling. But in the play before that, it wasn't Foles' fault that Burton didn't come down with 2 feet that side where we could have got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot of different things. But we will always want Wentz. So we definitely going to want Wentz and the Eagles to succeed. But you darn right, we going to still keep an eye on our boy and want our boy down there to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for him to succeed. And if that's wrong, like what you said earlier, I don't want to be right.
That is not his saying, though, Shante.
Who's saying is it?
That is
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane. No, man, that's from a different
time. Well, he said it. He said, if loving women is wrong, I don't want to be right. Because I can do it right.
I love that you went Big Daddy Kane with that. Like that was his. Like it was originated with him.
Hey, man. He's smooth enough to where he
could
originate
that. Is that Curtis Mayfield? Who is that? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Sounds about right.
I can't remember. I don't know who sings that, though. Curtis Mayfield.
Don't expect
not Teddy Pendergrass. Not yeah. Everybody in there was born in the '90s.
Yeah,
that's a '70s song.
Romy,
I believe.
Romy was
Luther
minus
Ingram.
20.
Luther Ingram.
That's the name that came up when I typed in "If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right." There's a YouTube video for
let's
that
hear it.
Song.
Let's hear it.
See if that's the one
let's
we're talking about.
Yeah, let's hear it. I doubt there's profanity in it.
No.
No, you wouldn't think so.
Hold on, got to get through that YouTube commercial.
Oh yeah, we don't want to have
that.
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, Big Daddy Kane, just like every other rap song,
right.
It's sampled or stolen from something
right.
else.
I just love that you said Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. That's for sure. No, but it's the truth. If loving Nick Foles is wrong, I don't want to be right. Like all of you. Oh, here it is.
Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right.
Is this it?
Yep.
The beautiful voice.
Being right. Means being without you, I'd rather feel alone doing
that. Oh, hear that, Romy?
Your mom and dad.
Hey, Young Bucks, yeah. Now let me tell you, here's something in there. And this is how you used to serenade a woman, right? You talk to her like this, not this nonsense, bust it down, Tatiana, whatever the hell
or
they doing.
Or swiping left or right.
Right, yeah.
That's
tender
all you need
bumblebees
to do.
And all that nonsense. You think my mom and dad made me off Tatiana? No. No. It was Marvin Gaye. Chow, man. I wasn't born to Tatiana and what the hell else is out there right now?
Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That wasn't happening. No.
Back to the phones. Oh, this should be a good one. Mad Mike in King of Prussia.
Oh, Mad Mike.
God forbid. Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm with you on this one.
Really?
Nick Foles brought me a Super Bowl. Why wouldn't I? I want Eagles first, Nick Foles next. But I'm going to go evil on you. Andy Reid better never win a Super Bowl. I hope that guy never wins a Super Bowl ever. No, that idiot screwed up our team so many which ways, from drafting tweeners to never drafting a wide receiver, to making an offensive line coach or defensive coordinator. For all these idiot moves, I hope he always fails. I hope he gets to a Super Bowl and doesn't win it. I never want him to win a Super Bowl ever because he screwed us up. And that girl, Anitra, is definitely single because no one's dating a girl with that voice. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, come on,
man.
Mike, what are you
doing? Anitra's from my hood in Collegeville. Come on.
I mean, that's Mike's from College Hill.
King of
right?
Prussia.
Oh, King of Prussia.
No, it's close. It's not too far
or
away.
Nick from College.
Nick from Collegeville. He busts my stones all the
gotcha.
Time.
Gotcha.
Let's go back to the phones. We have let's go to Andrew and Trenton. Andrew, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Just want to call in. Just thinking about the Eagles and the Jaguars and the very prospect about them playing each other in the Super Bowl. How likely is it, and should it happen, who do you think would win?
Give it to me again. Jags. What did he say?
Yeah. he wants to know who the likelihood of that happening, and then who would win.
The Eagles.
I mean, there's a lot between now and then, but yes, we would pick Eagles. And if the Eagles made the Super Bowl, they'd be favored because they have the, you would think at least, right? What would the ceiling be of the Jags? 11-5.
Yeah.
10-6.
Get hot in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to run through the AFC with 12 wins, 13 wins. I haven't looked at their schedule, but the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Chargers, those may be your top three teams in the AFC, right?
Better, yeah. Well, I mean, on paper. I mean,
on paper is what I'm saying. Yeah on paper.
Yeah, I mean.
And I like the Colts. I think the Colts, but now Andrew Luck, I don't know what the hell's going on with Andrew Luck.
The Chiefs and the Patriots are the two best teams in football, all right, in my opinion. Chiefs and the Patriots are the two best teams in football. Then it's just pretty much everybody else. I do not expect Pat Mahomes to go backwards this year. He's just too talented. They have a lot of talent on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Andy's a good coach. What happens in the playoffs happens in the playoffs. I can't guarantee what Andy Reid's going to do in an AFC championship game against Bill Belichick. Yeah. But
I don't think Andy cost them that game this time.
No, the defensive end.
He did the
end.
Year before he cost them, but this time it wasn't
him. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
They should have won the game. Who do the Jags open up against?
Who?
The Chiefs at home.
Oh.
Ooh.
That'd be a good game the first week. Andy get to see Nikki Six.
On the road against the Texans, host the Titans, at the Broncos. They're the first four.
For the Jags?
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough game to open up on.
Well, Nick has to get used to the AFC. He's never played in the AFC.
Right.
Right? Yeah, he's been in all
the
AFC.
And it doesn't seem like he's going to play in the preseason.
He played in the AFC with Kansas City for
backup.
A
bit. Yeah, he got some action. Yeah. There, he did.
Tonight, we're going to get to see some Gardner Minshew, though. Gardner Minshew II, the backup to Nick Foles.
Is that who's playing?
Is that who it is?
Gardner Minshew?
The depth chart has Gardner Minshew II, Tanner Lee, and Alex McGough.
Those are the backup quarterbacks for the Jags?
For the backup that won a Super Bowl, they have no backup.
Yeah. Hey,
for a guy that hasn't stayed healthy.
We're nervous about who we should sign for our backup. Jacksonville better get somebody down there. Gardner, what is it, Minshew? Or what is his
Gardner
name?
Gardner Minshew II.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, Cody Kessler doesn't look all that bad, Ike. Guida Door and Window, the big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. I mean, maybe he's a sleeper.
Who are you looking at tonight, Johnny Marks?
Who am I looking at tonight?
I'm all about Booby Miles. Can he get more carries? I tell you, if he doesn't get more than 5 carries tonight, he may wind up being a starter opening day. If they aren't giving him carries, they don't want him to get hurt.
I'll say this. Hmm? The fact Jordan Howard played as much as he did last week makes me believe that they're kind of looking at him and being like,
well, they're probably more impressed with what they see from Booby Miles. Listen, if they've been watching what I saw in the 2-3 practices I've been to, they get to see it every day. It took me the first practice, and I was like, yeah, he looks better than everybody else in the backfield.
I don't expect Jordan Howard to see a lot of 20, even 15 carry games. 8 carries, 10 carries, 12 carries, depending on what's happening.
Does he get the goal line carries? He gets all the touchdowns.
Yeah.
The LeGarrette Blount effect.
He's a handcuff come fantasy.
It's a shame. That's what everything is about.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. Like, I'm thinking, like, but Miles will get, yeah, do I draft Miles? But he may not get the goal line carries.
Right. Either way, you know, he's not going to get a ton of carries. They brought Sproles back.
Yep. Yep. No, you're right.
Is Corey playing tonight? I think I want to see Corey tonight.
I want to see Corey.
I want to see Corey Clement tonight.
The thing I'm most excited to see is Dillard again. And that sounds weird to talk about an offensive lineman, but he was, especially this week.
Looked good last week. We'll see some more.
Yeah, I want to see more.
And he's been crying all week.
Oh, my God.
I need something to get that out of my head.
Can we get the crying Jordan face on him?
Oh, my God. It's the last thing I want to hear. My old lineman crying. I'm going from one of the most feared men in the NFL to this. What?
Let's go to.
Come on, Dillard. Pull it together, brother. Pull it together.
Yeah, maybe he'll be all right.
Man, yeah, I don't need to see any more tears until we win a championship.
We don't need any more tears.
What the hell is going on?
Let's go to Carl. Burlington, New Jersey. Carl, how are you?
Very well, gentlemen. This is new to me. I was a Jack fan, and I called the Joe Giglio show, but now I'm a Mark and Reese fan. And, right. Mike, can I ask you one favor?
What's up?
Can I get some Mike juice?
Uh-oh.
Get some Mike juice.
Does he know where it is? Good job, Mosh.
All right, Mosh.
Thank you so much. And I was mad when I listened last week when Jack dogged you about the Ike juice. He, like, blew you off.
Yeah.
I was mad because I was like, it's Ike juice. You got to go with
Ike. What the hell is wrong? Yeah, he got put on probation for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Johnny Marks is on a little bit of the Ike juice. I love Nick Foles. He won us a championship. But, gentlemen, it's all about Philadelphia Eagles. It's all about that.
Sure.
I want to see Carson go through it. Jacksonville could be 0-4 after the first four games. Possibly. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's at the Texans, Tennessee at home.
They could win that one.
Yeah, they could win that one. But you know what? Here's the thing with
Nick. Texans game is a loss.
If things aren't going well around Nick, it could get ugly. I mean, it could not be good. Let's face it. We've seen it with Nick in the past. Now,
Well, you got to pull out of that.
Well.
And we couldn't even pronounce the backup quarterbacks in Jacksonville, could we?
No.
The names of the backups in Jacksonville?
I still don't know.
When you were saying them, I was like,
dude,
I'm scratching my head.
I consider myself to be a football guy. I've never heard any of those guys as the backup quarterback. I've never heard any of them.
Did they go to, like, where did they go? Like, some little division three college?
Small college somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Where these dudes go to school at, man?
Gardner Minshew went to Washington State. He's a sixth round pick this year. Now
out of Wazoo, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for him being good. Tanner Lee is officially on, at least on the ESPN website. Tanner Lee is the backup quarterback.
Tanner Lee.
He is another sixth round pick.
Out of Nebraska
in 2018. Out of Nebraska, yeah.
The Jags played at Nebraska. Gardner Minshew at number two.
I watch Big Ten football. When the hell did Tanner Lee?
Never heard of him.
He never played in Nebraska.
Was he the backup and got drafted?
He had to be the backup in Nebraska.
AJ Fielder was the backup and he got drafted.
He did. I don't know how the hell Andy pulled that one off. Tanner Lee got a second round pick for him.
Raquel Armstead, actually, if you remember, he got drafted. Local kid, Millville, New Jersey, Temple. He got drafted by the Jags. So he is their third string back right now.
What's his name?
Raquel Armstead.
Oh, the running back.
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, Rock.
His problem was staying healthy.
Yeah,
and the kid's a stud.
Yeah,
he's already questionable. He already has some injuries down there, so hopefully he can stay healthy. Because I mean, he's got real potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Matt Rhule left a lot of talent here.
Oh man, he did.
Before he left.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Jags. If they're winning, they're not winning because they're outscoring everybody. They're winning because they're scoring at the right time and their defense is playing well.
Yeah, and that defense hated Blake Bortles. They all love Nick Foles.
Terrible.
Yeah, they hated Blake. Well, they hated Blake Bortles because he thought he was better than what he was.
He did. Yep.
And remember, they paid him. They gave him that.
They gave him an extension
after that championship game.
Yep.
They brought him back for another year. So everybody's loving Nick right now.
Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Westchester. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I just want to talk about the contract situation with Dak Prescott. You know, how everyone's up in arms about it. $40 million, definitely way too much. But going back to what Wade said, how the Eagles were stupid for paying Wentz, I think the dumbest thing that anyone did was the Niners when they paid Garoppolo that $125 million or whatever they gave him.
He played
six games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carson Wentz proved a hell of a lot more than Jimmy Garoppolo did.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Panthers fan. You know.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, and I know, John, I know you're not a big Cam fan, but I think Cam is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. I'm going to say that right now.
I
think you're crazy, Steve.
I don't. But see, here's the thing.
But Cam is very good.
Cam's a good quarterback.
Or he can be, I should say. He can be very good.
But see, Cam's better than – the worst thing you can have in the NFL is a quarterback that's just good enough because you don't want him to leave. Andy Dalton for a while. Thanks, Steve. Andy Dalton was just good enough to where the Bengals
that's
were
not
like
– Cam.
No, Cam is a – listen, top, he was in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Cam's a top 10 quarterback to me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See, I think because of the way that the game has gone and the rules have gone – quarterbacks, it's probably the golden era of being a quarterback.
Yeah, there's 20 top 10 quarterbacks, if
exactly.
that makes sense.
Exactly. It does make sense. It actually does make sense. Basically, you're saying there are 20 quarterbacks that have the ability to be in the top 10.
Yep.
It's just based on the year you have that year. So, and you're absolutely right. It's not as difficult to play quarterback today in this league. The offenses are a little more simplified. The rules certainly help for you to remain healthy and play at a high level. That's why records are being broken at an alarming rate. So to say a guy's a top 10, top 15 quarterback, that's no longer a slight. Because Brady's talking about playing until he's 45. And Drew Brees wants to play until he's 45.
Yep.
It used to be at 35, you're done. McNabb was done at 33.
Yeah. Even Montana, he
was 35. How old was Donovan when he was done?
I think you're right.
About maybe 33 or 35.
And when Montana was 38, he could still get it going a little bit, but he was done.
But he was
saw
done.
His body was
and
broken
down. He never
down.
Had a big arm anyway.
He didn't.
Yeah.
McNabb only retired 8 years ago. He was 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was done long before
that.
But yeah.
Well,
for
not
sure.
long. Come on, man. Let's say
he
2 years.
He didn't do much in Washington, let alone Minnesota.
No, he was done when he left here.
He was done his last year here.
Well, he ain't won 11 games.
All right.
Stop hating. He made the playoffs.
Won 11 games
fact,
and they traded him.
Who the hell gets rid of the quarterback when he makes the playoffs? What the hell's going on?
Your boy. Andy
was that
Reed.
Andy?
Yeah, it was Andy. On Easter.
That was... Yeah, how's Sunday dinner, everybody?
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're looking to get engaged, there's one place to go. Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. The website, check them out, marks-jewelers.com. We'll come back. So everybody's getting revved up in the fan. I have a fantasy draft coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
The WIP league.
What pick do you have?
9.
I got 9 in another league. That's a tricky spot.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it. Normally I would.
It's a tricky spot.
There's not a lot of running backs.
And he had to take a receiver there.
Yeah, and I don't like doing that. But I guess I have to almost,
you
right?
You know who could be there for you? You got to have guts to take him. Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
He's a top 10 pick.
No, I know. But coming up on the other side, if you're a fantasy geek, man, do we have something that tells you to take Carson Wentz? You'll be salivating if you're a Wentzatologist.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
That's my new term.
Wentzatologist?
A Wentzatologist.
Yep. I like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.